हरे कृष्णा।
अवेयरनेस ऑफ आवर लैक ऑफ सेल्फ अवेयरनेस इज ऑल्सो सेल्फ अवेयरनेस। समटाइम्स वेन वी ट्राई टू फोकस आवर माइंड ऑन चैंटिंग एंड देन वी फाइंड द माइंड इज वैंडरिंग हियर वैंडरिंग देयर, वेन यू ट्राई टू फोकस इट ऑन कृष्णा एंड वी फेस सी दैट इट गोज टू एनी हियर देयर एंड एवरीवेयर एक्सेप्ट कृष्णा एंड आवर मेडिटेशन सेशंस आवर प्रेयर सेशंस इफ दे आर डिस्ट्रैक्टेड वी मे फील वॉट इज द यूज ऑफ दिस। Am I not simply wasting my time, letting it wander here and there? What am I gaining by this? Actually, when we feel like this, we should know that even if we are not able to concentrate, still that effort is not going in vain. Why? Because we are, even when we are not aware of it, we are becoming aware of our lack of self-awareness. Self-awareness means being aware of what we are thinking, what we are focusing on, what we are doing. Self-awareness is very good. It is essential. It is important. And quite often we suffer because of our lack of self-awareness. We often end up doing things which we wouldn't have done if we had been aware of what we were doing. So lack of self-awareness is hazardous for our well-being. And now when earlier when the mind was wandering here and there, we would just go along with the mind. And we would not even realize till it was too late that where what we had got ourselves into. But now when we developed awareness, that is positive. So awareness of our lack of self-awareness is also self-awareness. It is a positive step forward in correcting our distractedness, in bringing our mind towards the right direction. So rather than becoming disheartened when we find that we are not self-aware, we can become heartened that at least we have become aware that we are not self-aware, that our mind is wandering in this direction or that direction or that direction. When we become aware of that, as Arjuna becomes, when our Krishna recommends the process of sense control, at that time of mind control, Krishna says, Yoyam yogasthvaya aprokta, samyena madhusudana etasyaham napashyami chanchalatvat sitim stiram. And the mind is chanchala, sitim stiram, it is restless, it is, it keeps wandering here and there. And therefore he says that I feel that the process of yoga is not practical. And Arjuna is both right and wrong. Arjuna is right in recognizing that yes, the mind is very restless, mind is very turbulent. But he's wrong in thinking that yoga is not of any point. Yoga does help. And how does it help? As we become more and more self, more aware of our lack of self-awareness, that awareness itself enables us to catch the mind earlier when it starts going wrong, and we can steer it back on track. And by this repeated process, just like if a pet dog keeps running away here, there and everywhere, the earlier the master sees the pet dog has run away, the earlier the master can get the pet dog back. And gradually by this, the pet dog gets trained till it becomes well situated, till it becomes trained and stays focused in doing what the master wants it to do. Thank you. Hare Krishna.